The building of the canal may have been the first state public works project, but an earlier Route 33 was part of another. Much of it was built or replaced in the 1930s as part of the New Deal projects during the Depression. In fact, an earlier Route 33 tour was created by writers working for the WPA, the Works Progress Administration's Writers Project, and photographers for the Farm Security Administration traveled this road to take photos. You can see them in an audio slideshow on our website. Ora Anderson was an editor for the Jackson Herald during the Depression. He covered many stories about it and was an eyewitness to the development of the Wayne National Forest. In an interview for the documentary, A Forest Returns, he talked about why the government felt that they needed a forest.
After all, we've gone through 100 years of clearing the land for farming, for timber production, and for charcoal manufacturing. Those three things literally denuded this whole section of the country.
My dad and my grandfather have told me different things about how they handled timber. Well, to begin with, it started in reverse. Destroy.
Roy Reinhardt lived in Vinton County. He was born around 1900 and his family were farmers.
My dad has told me, and so did my grandfather before he died, if they wanted to clear a patch of ground so they could farm it, they just cut the logs, piled them up, and burned them. And through the 1920s, we did make a little money. And then the big depression came in the 30s, and we didn't. And I had two little kids to raise. And you know, that's serious. Serious.
They started the Wayne National Forest because it was actually a relief program. What the government proposed to do was to buy land from farmers who were starving to death, literally. They couldn't sell what they produced. They'd already worn their land out. And so they thought, well, what we'll do is establish a program where we will buy their land. They can live in their house and have a garden all the rest of their life if they stay there and don't do anything else but garden. And
in the 1920s and 30s, the landscape here was much different than it is today.
We never saw deer, I can guarantee you. There wasn't a deer in Ohio, not a single deer. There wasn't a single beaver in Ohio.
It was fields and pastures with few trees in sight.
We were probably lucky if there was 10% still wooded acreage down through the, in the deep hollows where they couldn't get their horses and mules and stuff in to haul out the logs.
Virtually everything in southeastern Ohio was stripped of timber at one point in time.
When I was growing up, we didn't have any woods. I drove our cow to pasture every day for years. And even then, the pastures had a few trees here and there, but there were no big woods.
The woods had first been cut for the charcoal industry. Ohio was at one time a major iron producer. They logged the trees, they made charcoal on site, and then they shipped it to process pig iron that came out of the Hanging Rock iron ore region. That had a major impact on how the land was managed. Timber was taken away and basically stripped off, and the land eroded and the crop yield became poorer and poorer.
Delinquencies were mounting everywhere, in every rural county. Landowners couldn't pay their taxes. They didn't have the money to pay their taxes. And yet the counties couldn't sell the land at public sale because nobody would buy it.
So the government decided to create jobs reforesting the land and building roads and bridges. Two of the programs were the CCC, the Civilian Conservation Corps, and the WPA, the Works Progress Administration.
The boys from poor families, all the big cities around Ohio and elsewhere, were sent off to camps to build roads in the country, to clear ditches, to build little dams and streams to prevent erosion, anything in the world that you could dream up for them to do. It wasn't a great dream of welfare or service. It was just something to give these young men something to do and to pay them.
My dad worked WPA, and he told me he'd get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to walk to work. And if you weren't there at 6 o'clock, somebody else had your job.
Two who benefited from the WPA projects were Rex Maidens and Irene Flowers' fathers.
He worked WPA, and he would walk 16 miles, hitchhike anyway, to get to work in Zanesville. And he'd leave 4:30 in the morning with a lantern. That's all the light he had. Was one of them old-time lanterns. $52 a month, that was top's pay.
They build bridges and they build buildings. They done every kind of work.
Sadie Parks remembered the 1930s era projects.
And there's a lot of people that criticized it, you know, because it was make-believe. But you know what Roosevelt said? He was telling this to the rich and the powerful. He said, you either make jobs for these people or I will make jobs for them. So he started WPA.
It was a wonderful period. It was an exciting period. We were still in the middle of the biggest depression that anybody had ever experienced in their lifetime that was then alive. It was a terrible time. Unemployment was running around 22%. All these programs started coming out of Washington, one right after another.
And those people worked. You'll never find a worker anymore that's like they were, because they put their whole heart and soul in it.
The story of Route 33 is an old one. The road you are on now has been moved and shifted a bit over time, but basically it parallels older routes along the Hocking River Valley. The landscape itself is the beginning of our story. It was shaped and sculpted by ancient changes in climate. Tom O'Grady teaches Ohio geography at Ohio University's Lancaster branch. He says the glaciers came down from Canada and covered much of the state of Ohio with ice.
The glaciers, the southernmost extent, at least at this portion of the state of Ohio, was right here around Lancaster. And here in Lancaster, near the fairgrounds, there's a large cliff. It was known by native tribes as the Standing Stone. Some of the banks around here are called Standing Stone Banks. It's because of that big rock. It's also called Mount Pleasant. And the ice carried a lot of these giant granite boulders down this way from Canada. And when the ice retreated, it left some of the boulders up on top of Mount Pleasant. Or Standing Stone.
There's a common mistake that the glaciers rolled down through Ohio and flattened all of northwestern Ohio until they got to this area and stopped.
Patrick Quackenbush is a naturalist at Hocking Hills State Park.
Some folks even have the false impression that the hills were pushed up by the glaciers, but the reality is the hills were formed much before the glaciers ever came along. They were formed at a time, essentially, when the entire eastern United States was covered by a shallow ocean. Through tectonic plate activity, things shifted and moved and lifted the mighty Appalachians. But the fact is, the Appalachians at one point were taller than the Rockies, than the Himalayas, etc. But as they lifted, they also drained an ocean at the same time. The higher they got, obviously, the more that water ran down from the sides of the Appalachians. And that much water is bound to have an